Hello, and welcome to episode 32 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about the hygiene theory, a better serological test, the celiac killer, gluten-free diet for weight loss, essential fats, and fluffy pumpkin pancakes. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2010, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. The hygiene theory. A steady rise in the incidence of autoimmune diseases has been observed in industrialized countries over the past few decades. According to the hygiene theory, an early childhood infection or the establishment of mixed intestinal microbiota could downregulate immunity and suppress different autoimmune disorders. However, the rising prevalence of adult onset of celiac disease, as observed in a recent study, can hardly be explained by hygienic changes occurring in childhood. The amount and quality of ingested gluten and the duration of wheat dough fermentation could easily switch the body's immune response later in life. Other factors to consider are changes in the spectrum of intestinal microbiota over time, enteric infections, and the stress of daily life. Faster, more accurate serological test. The FDA has just approved a fully automated gliadin test that will use specific algorithms to measure the presence of gliadins in the blood. Results from this test will be rendered more quickly and accurately than previous serological tests. A specific fraction of gluten polypeptides called gliadins are solely responsible for the toxic effects to the intestinal mucosa. Since the levels of both gliadin and IgA tissue transglutaminase antibodies equally reveal the condition of intestinal mucosa, this brand new non-invasive blood test is expected to increasingly replace the need for biopsy, which is especially good news for the very young. Antibodies to gliadin are less specific for celiac disease, but are helpful markers in patients with IgA deficiency. Both types of gliadin antibodies are of particular importance for a diagnosis of celiac disease in children below the age of 2. Celiac killer. A convicted killer is now facing felony charges at the Seattle area King County Jail for telling the staff he planned to go on a murderous rampage, in part because of his need to stick to his gluten-free diet. At age 17, Jeffrey Yates, now 27, accidentally shot a 14-year-old friend in the chest with a shotgun at Enumclaw Trailer Park. While prosecutors did not claim Yates intended to kill Stephen M. Harding, they argued that he was reckless in pointing the gun at the eighth grader. He said that he had pretty much given up on living after that, that he didn't care anymore, and that he just wants himself dead and everyone around him dead. This is reported by a court investigator. When I asked Yates what he felt, why he felt that way, he told me he was tired of growing up in a corrupt world, and it makes him want to start killing. Yates said his mental condition and his celiac disease makes him want to kill other people and destroy buildings in hopes that someone will in turn kill him and put an end to his misery. Yates needs the gluten-free food and, claiming lack of self-control over his violent outbursts, has also requested to stay in jail. And now some popular topics from celiac.com. Gluten-free diet for weight loss. A gluten-free diet is not for everyone. If your body tolerates gluten, but you stop eating it to follow a temporary diet change, and when you decide it's over, you begin eating gluten, you risk some adverse reactions such as bloating, gas, stomach cramps, and nausea, as the gluten is reintroduced to your system. Even if your body tolerates gluten, a gluten-free diet is for life and only for those whose body needs the change in diet. A gluten-free diet will not necessarily lead to weight loss. Most packaged gluten-free products often contain more carbohydrates and sugar than the wheat products they substitute. As well, the rice and potato flour products are seriously lacking in vitamins. So go for quinoa, millet, or buckwheat products for your substitutions, if possible, or just keep up on your fresh fruit and vegetable intake to make sure you're getting the vitamins you need without the excess empty calories. This next story comes to us from the autumn 2010 issue of the Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Essential fats. There are many ways in which the immune system can be compromised within the context of celiac disease. A lack of fats due to fat malabsorption can limit production of eicosanoids and other fat-dependent immune system components. The leaky gut, a chronic feature of untreated celiac disease, can induce autoimmunity and deplete the very resources to protect us from infection and toxic agents. Celiac disease has long been characterized as a condition of fat malabsorption. In fact, certain fats are essential to our survival and wellness. The author Stephen Cunane makes an excellent case for these essential fats in his book about the evolution of the human brain, titled Survival of the Fattest. He shows that the human brain cannot develop normally without adequate supplies of omega-3 fatty acids. We also need fats to make many elements of the immune system. We must consume and absorb omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids because our bodies are unable to efficiently produce them. Pumpkin pancakes. Be sure to try this great recipe for hot, fluffy autumn pumpkin pancakes the whole house will enjoy. Decorate with raspberries or cranberries, or make a jack-o'-lantern face with raisins or chocolate chips. Here's an idea of the recipe. Of course, the full recipe can be found on the website. Sift some gluten-free flour, baking powder, pumpkin pie, spice, and cinnamon together. Set aside. Whisk one large egg or egg substitute. Oil, brown sugar, mix together. Stir in a half cup of mashed pumpkin. Add the wet mixture to the dry ingredients. Slowly add milk while stirring until blended. Fold in the berries at this point if you want them cooked. Using an electric skillet or a large skillet over medium-high heat, add enough cooking oil to lightly coat the entire surface. Carefully add spoonfuls of the batter to the hot oil, spreading the batter with the back of a spoon to thin it out. Decorate with berries or chips before flipping when the uncooked side begins to bubble and the cooking surface is golden brown. Serve warm with maple syrup or confectioner's sugar. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition from all of us here at celiac.com. Thank you for listening.